Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Glenn Morrison, the president and CEO of Tarkett North America. Glenn, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp, and hopefully you're doing likewise.
I am. It's good to talk to you. It's good to catch you. I know you're headed off to Europe tomorrow. You know, you and I haven't done an interview yet. You've had this role since, I believe, May of 2015. And so I want to go through just a little quick background for the benefit of my audience. Before joining Tarkett and becoming the president and CEO, you were the president of one of Alcoa's business for 6 years, their building and construction systems business. So you've held leadership positions in, you know, a business that some people would consider parallel to this business. You also, most people, it's probably no surprise, speak with an English accent. So your native country is England, right?
That is correct, yeah. I spent 24 years with Alcoa, all of that in the building and construction industry. Mm-hmm. And I think, as you said, it's a related business. So many of the drivers are similar, but they're like cousins. And you have to understand the differences as well as assume everything is the same. And I suppose over the last 15, 16 months, I've been drinking from the fire hose. And I have to be candid, I've enjoyed every month of it. It was good to be able to bring some knowledge of the industry over, but then you have to say, but there's a lot that's different, and two ears and one mouth kind of thing.
And let's just give our listeners a little bit about the scope of Tarkett worldwide, and then about Tarkett North America, if you would.
Yeah, well, Tarkett is a global flooring business. In fact, it's the world's third largest flooring business. It's headquartered in France, in Paris. Last year had revenues of 2.7 billion euros. Mm-hmm. It's also a company with a long history in flooring. We were founded about 130 years ago, and we have facilities in, you know, North and South America, all over Europe and Asia, employing about 12,000 people, I think it is, in all. And we're a company that has a wide product range across the industry, from vinyl, rubber, wood, LVT, carpets, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting to me to look at that global dynamic in the flooring industry. And what a lot of people might not realize is for Tarkett, North America is the number one region for revenue. Just over 40% of our total revenues actually come out of North America.
Interesting.
That's good in many ways because you're as privileged as I am to be responsible for the North American business. It means that we are able to be a focal point of innovation investment for the group, which is obviously makes it fun, and hopefully we can translate that into value for our customers.
Mm-hmm. Let me add that while you are publicly traded in the stock market in Paris, 52% of your ownership is still held by the Deconinck family, correct?
Yeah, it's approximately like just over 50% is owned by the family. To be candid, when I was going through the interview process, I was incredibly impressed with their commitment to the flooring industry, to Tarkett, and into building a really energized future for the company. I think it's a very nice balance of ownership, to be perfectly candid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so take us through the area that you're responsible for. You told us it's 12,000 employees overall, but your area is around 3,000 employees. As you said, about 40% of the company's revenue, so the largest of the three different divisions. Tell us about kind of where your plants are spread out through North America.
Well, maybe if I start in Canada, a fellow Commonwealth country. Mm-hmm. We have three manufacturing locations in Canada. We're in just outside of Toronto in a place called Waterloo. We make vinyl, we make accessory products, Johnsonite products. Mm-hmm. In Quebec, we have a large facility making vinyl in Farnham. And in Nova Scotia, we have a carpet plant in a place called Truro. In and around our headquarters in Ohio, we make Johnsonite products out at Chagrin Falls, and then just down the road in Middlefield, we make rubber products. And then close to where both you and I are today in Dalton, Georgia, we have our carpet facilities, obviously come under the Tandis brand name. And then staying in the south, if I move a little bit to the west into Alabama.
Yes.
As you know, we consolidated plants from Houston into Florence. We have two facilities in Florence, one of which handles our resilient products, and then in the other Florence area, we have Centiva, the business we acquired from Thomas. And that really is our manufacturing footprint. And we obviously have around about 13 distribution centers throughout the rest of North America.
Okay. Most people who know the flooring industry know that another unique piece of Tarkett, while in a lot of situations there were carpet companies that diversified into hard surface, you're actually the opposite. In this country, you're a hard surface company that diversified into the soft surface business with the acquisition of Tandis. And if you don't mind, and not to hold you specifically to any percentages, but how does that break out hard to soft, and how does it break out residential to commercial, if you don't mind?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you do residential to commercial, we're primarily, as everybody knows, a commercial company. You know, we're about 80% commercial. We have quite a good balance between soft surface and our resilient businesses. Mm-hmm. I would say it's slightly weighted slightly in the favor of resilience, like 60-40.
Right.
And the interesting thing for me is Tarkett in America, and it's similar to Tarkett around the world, when you grow via acquisition, and Tarkett, part of our global strategy has been able to grow organically and by acquisition, I think in the last 8 years we've acquired mostly about 20 companies. Mm-hmm. We're able to leverage many things, one business into another. And when you look at Tandis and Teva, Johnsonite, all of them are great businesses in their own right, yet we have the ability to combine and collaborate in a manner that gives us an opportunity to both give a better experience to our customers and their customers, and it creates a lot of opportunities for the people who work in the business, too. So we're quite a balanced business in North America.
Mm-hmm. You are. You have some great brands, too, and that leads me to the next question of, as you look at your path forward, what is the company's branding strategy with those key brands you just mentioned, Johnsonite, Centiva, Tandis, Tarkett?
Well, it's simple. I'm not the most complex of people, so it has to be simple for me to understand it. We have some really great brands, strong brands, well-known brands in Johnsonite, Deso, Centiva, right. Tandis. And it's our aim, and we will keep investing in those brands in the markets that they serve. What we also want to do in addition is use the Tarkett brand to create an umbrella. Mm-hmm. And to become synonymous with, really, our aim is to make it synonymous with an outstanding experience for our customers. And the articulation of that in carpets would be in Tandis. The articulation of that in LVT would be Centiva. So it's also to create a framework that if in the future we grew by acquisition in North America, there's a home for another brand to sit.
So let's talk about sustainability for a quick second, because actually it's our lead story today on Floor Daily. You've introduced your material health statement, and you know, I've interviewed Michel Ganuzzi before. You know, I know this is a key focus for him. So talk about how sustainability fits into the company.
Sustainability is one of our bedrocks. It's a key value of the company, and it's sustainability in the true sense of the word sustainability. I know since 2010, for example, we've been supportive of the UN initiative in this area, which talks not just about your products, but how you do everything from people, the supply chain, and the latest area with the MHS release that you covered for us today,
right,
is another step in that direction. I think in many areas of sustainability, people both in their own lives and commercially are asking for transparency and independence. We've all come across it in many areas of our life where people try to greenwash. Obviously, in a professional environment, that isn't sustainable, if you excuse the pun. And we pride ourselves in being a leader in the field of sustainability. So we have had, I think, something like 2,500 chemicals that go into our products independently verified, which is what the MHS does, and it looks at the whole supply chain, how sustainable the whole supply chain is, and it enables the professional specifier to identify what's in our product and what's that mean, and it's not us telling people, it's independently verified. And we have an aim that by 2020, all of our products will have done this, and our intention is over between now and the end of this year, we'll be actually releasing about 40 MHS statements, which will help people make informed decisions. It'll see that we put our money where our mouth is in terms of we don't just talk about sustainability, we are sustainable. And it will also help people as we move into the new LEED requirements to be able to see and to help our products enable people to build better spaces and spaces that are able to qualify for LEED.
Well, you know, it's been over a year ago, I interviewed Michael Brungart, who's a German-based chemist, and you know, he's one of the guys that you've got engaged in this whole sustainability process. So I know that you guys have been focused in this area for quite some time. You know, you and I met recently, and you told me about some other things. We're about to run out of time. We'll have to do this at another time. But I do want to talk to you at another time about disruptive innovation and some of the things you're doing to shorten the cycle time with new products. And it sounds like the company under your leadership is on a roll. So, again, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Glenn Morrison, the president and CEO of Tarkett North America, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.